Speaking on this program is Vernon Joins.
Thank you. For the next few moments, we're going to take a look at a father's touch. Christian fathers of the world need to stop and consider what wondrous beings they really are. Not only do you give physical life to your children, you also are responsible for their eternal spiritual health. And you, as an earthly father, have that special touch that can guide those little souls toward their heavenly Father. There are so many wonderful examples of fathers in the Bible, but I want to concentrate on one earthly father, Joseph, the man who raised our Lord Jesus. There is so little said about this father figure in the Scriptures. However, Joseph had many outstanding qualities which touched the life of Jesus, which stand out as a shining example for the modern-day dad. First, we know that Joseph was a religious man, coming from a family who loved God, including such well-known ancestors as Abraham and King David. You might see the genealogy of Joseph and of Christ in Matthew 1 through 17. Are you, those of you who are listening, are you a religious man showing your children that God's way of life is the only true way for one to live? Can your children see Jesus shining in your everyday life? Joseph was also a man of honor. When it was discovered that Mary, his betrothed, was found with child of the Holy Spirit, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly in Matthew 1:18-19. Now, he tried to do the right thing and not make a spectacle of the woman he dearly loved. Do you strive to do what is right and not just what is convenient for you? Do you put the honor of your family before yourself? Soon we discover that Joseph is an obedient man. In Matthew 1:20-25, we find an angel has visited Joseph and instructed him to take Mary as his wife, that the child within her was of the Holy Spirit, and that Joseph should name the child Jesus. And the angel went on to say that this would be fulfilled of the Scripture, when behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, in verse 23. Joseph obeyed the instructions completely, as shown in verses 24 and 25. Now, do you heed the will of God at all times? Can you follow the Scriptures, even when others around you may have other suggestions for you to follow? Another quality we see in Joseph was a good citizen. He obeyed the laws of the land, as shown in Luke 2:1-5. In this passage, he did as the decree of Caesar Augustus dictated, which was to be registered in the city his family came from, which was Bethlehem. Have your children seen you break laws of the land, such as speeding in traffic and so forth? Do you obey the civil rules, even when they may seem unnecessary? Or do you set an example for your children and obey them, even though you don't agree with them? In addition to being a follower of the law of the land, Joseph followed the laws of God. In Luke 2:21, we find that the Christ child was circumcised according to the law. Later, Joseph was brought to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord, verse 22, and then a sacrifice was offered, verse 24, as God's law indicated. Do you study the Bible with your children, teaching them God's law? Do you live your life as a true follower of Christ, or are you a Christian in name only? Now, after the birth of Christ in chapter 2 of Matthew, we see that Joseph is a protector of his family in the opening verses of the chapter, where the wise men from the east had an audience with Herod the king, asking, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." In verse 2. Now Herod is troubled by this visit and begins his plot to destroy this new king. Again, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Verse 13. Now, Joseph obeyed once again, and thus protecting the infant Jesus from a sure death. Do you teach your children about the world and its bid for their souls? Do your children feel that you are protecting their spiritual well-being as well as their physical well-being? In Luke 2, we read that Joseph and Mary went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. Now, Joseph leads by example in teaching Jesus the law, the customs, and the traditions of the Jewish faith. Have your children seen you participate in worship services? Do you encourage your children to grow up to be leaders in the church? In the same passage, Jesus turns up missing, and we soon find that Joseph is a concerned parent and searches for Jesus for 3 days. Verses 45 and 46. Are you involved in your children's everyday lives? If they were missing, would you find your children deeply involved with the Lord's church, or would you find them out lost in the world? Now, after this incident, the family went to Nazareth, and we surmise that Joseph is respected by the young teenager Jesus. In Luke 2, 51 and 52, we read that Jesus was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Joseph's teachings were showing through this holy child who had been entrusted to his care. Do your children respect you as a Christian father? Are you living a life that would earn the respect of your teenage children? Now, Joseph mightily touched the life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Will your children be able to talk about you as a just man who raised them? Or will they be able to proudly say, "My father truly touched my life"?